Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. You know, yesterday we were talking, or at least I was talking, and I hope you were listening, so much about judgment. Our quick response to make a judgment, we think we know, and in reality, we may not know at all. And it reminded me, and a friend helped to remember it too. It reminded me of an experience that I had many years ago. Well, not that long ago, maybe 15 years ago. And I was on a plane, and I looked across the aisle at this man who was sitting over there with a full cup of coffee. And I immediately went into, oh my goodness, what a guy that he is. And look at him, he's going to spill it. I know he's going to spill it. I know it's going to happen. And lo and behold, one of the women walked down the aisle. And what happened? She bumped him, and he was raising his arm, you know, and shaking it while he's having this conversation. And the coffee went down all over the woman. And I thought, oh, see, I thought so. Oh, my goodness. He's so unthoughtful, and he's probably so unkind. Here he was helping her and everything, but all I could see was what he had done that was wrong. Then a little while later, on the same flight, as I'm sitting there very self-righteous, down the aisle walks another stewardess. But before she came to my row, I really craved a cup of coffee, decaf coffee, but coffee. And so as a stewardess came down the aisle, I said, could I have a cup of coffee? And she said, of course. So she went back and she got me this cup of coffee. And then the man next door engaged me in conversation. The one who had spilled the cup of coffee engaged me in and I'm holding my drink, and I never can talk without using my hands. I can't. And lo and behold, I was eloquently speaking to him with the cup of coffee in my hand, and boom, I hit the stewardess again. Only this time it was me. And I said, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I got up to try to help her, and the Lord just said to me, see? And I went, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. Because so often, brothers and sisters, so often, we do what we judge. We in turn do what we judge. And it was just happening so fast. The whole thing was probably over 15 minutes, and I never really paid attention to it. But oh my, have I paid attention to it since. If I judge, I will be judged, and I will be judged. I'll be judged by God. Brothers and sisters, again, I really encourage you, whatever you can do to help break a habit of judgment, do it. Today we look at the reading of St. Paul to the Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 30. Brothers and sisters, now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, though testified to by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned. Every one of us. What am I doing judging another? All of us have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. But they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as an expiation through faith by His blood to prove His righteousness because of the forgiveness of sins previously committed through the forbearance of God, to prove His righteousness in the present time, that He might be righteous and justify the one who has faith in Jesus. God wants to do for us, brothers and sisters, a great deal. He wants to do for us a great deal, infinitely more than we can understand. When we make a mistake, just stop right there and ask God's forgiveness. If you need to go to confession with it, do it as quickly as you can. Get rid of it. Ask God's forgiveness, and He will forgive. Don't take it lightly. It cost Him His life for you. So open your hearts to Him. So what occasion is there for boasting? It's ruled out. On what principle? That of works? No, on the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Does God belong to Jews alone? Does he not belong to Gentiles too? Yes, also to Gentiles. For God is one and will justify the circumcised on the basis of faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Brothers and sisters, God so wants us with him in heaven. And that's real. That's absolutely real. It's more real than you putting your hands together. It's more real than whatever you do to your body, wash your body or your hands or whatever. What God is doing for you is infinitely more real. He's readying you for life with him. Just ask his forgiveness. Always ask for his forgiveness. Because with him there is mercy, there is fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revealed. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. My soul waits for the Lord more than sentinels wait for the dawn. Oh, brothers and sisters, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one who can forgive us and set us free and wipe the slate clean. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, God has his hand on you. He wants you, if you need to return to him, he wants to cause you sorrow for your sin, and he wants to lead you close to his heart. His heart burns eternally for you and for me. It isn't just for the good ones and for the holy, holy, holy ones. It's for us, brothers and sisters, every single one of us, every single one of us. I remember one time here in the area, and I think I may have told you this some years ago, but there was a group of new people, and I think they came from some part of Africa, who came to serve in the area. And many of you know this story, but it touched me so deeply. And there was this one older man who kept pushing the garbage cart through the long halls of this office complex. And I mean, it was long. It was a big office. And it was every day he was pushing it, and he didn't really speak English so well. And as I was walking in there, because that's where I was getting my exercise, I was walking in there and I said to him, "Thank you so much for serving us. I appreciate it." And he stopped. He was an older man, and he looked at me, you know, and then for a moment, and then he went on. Well, a few weeks later, I was going down that hall and I met him again, and he was cleaning. And as I went by, he stopped. He said, "Sister?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Thank you so much for talking to me." I was so touched by that. But I was just so touched that often a kind word, so little, even as I was passing him by, I didn't even really stop to talk to him. I just spoke loud enough that he could hear me. How much we can do for another person who's alone, perhaps, who needs help, we can do it, brothers and sisters, because he loves us. And the gospel is taken from Luke chapter 11, verses 47 to 54. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood.' Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves do not enter and stop those trying to enter." When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is one of the most somber passages in the New Testament for me, because I see how easy it is to fall into judgment, how easy it is to think, well, I've studied longer than you are, therefore I'm better than you, or I know more, or I have a degree after my name, or I'm entitled to your honor and your respect and your praise. No, brothers and sisters, we use the gifts God has given us, and if they lead us to honors, blessed be God. But the source of all of them is God himself. Accept the thanks of other people, but don't think that makes you better than anybody. It's your gratitude that helps. It's your gratitude to God for what he has given to you. Yes, for all the people who've taught you or whatever. All of those people, there are many people who have place in your life with gratitude. But here, be very, very careful when it's very public and very, very important, brothers and sisters. The reading at the end of the gospel passage today says this: let us not then be insensible to his loving kindness. Certainly, if he were to imitate our way of acting, we should be done for instantly. Brothers and sisters, one act of goodness does not make us a saint. It's our life. Wherever we've been converted from that point on, it's our time to do good for others, to do good for God. Sometimes in countless hidden little ways, do them. And when people thank you, say you're welcome, and then give the glory to God. We must first really prove ourselves as his disciples and learn to live like Christians. Assuredly, whoever is called by a name other than this is not of God. Hence, put away the deteriorated leaven, a leaven stale and sour, and to turn to the new leaven that is Jesus Christ. Be salted in him to keep any among you from being spoiled, for by your odor you will be tested. Brothers and sisters, we will be tested. We are being tested. Do for God what is God's. Give him all that is God's. Brothers and sisters, serve him. Be zealous to stand squarely on the decrees of the Lord and the decrees of the apostles, that in all things whatsoever you may prosper in body and soul, in faith and in love, in the Son and the Father and the Spirit, in the beginning and in the end. And that comes from St. Ignatius of Antioch, who was a bishop and a martyr back in the year 107. So he dealt with the same problems we all deal with, brothers and sisters, to turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Whenever you made a mistake, turn to the Lord. When you've done something good, turn to the Lord. When you're offered thanks for something you've done, pass it on to the Lord, because he is the author of it all for you. And yes, you're cooperating. You're cooperating. And that's a great blessing. Please, brothers and sisters, heed the Lord. Heed his word. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.